This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite warm today. Tel Aviv sees a sunny day, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. In Haifa, expect clear skies. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from the Gaza Strip indicate that the IDF has killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike. This comes from Walla earlier today. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th massacre, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew from earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF has deployed in Kusra as settlers return to an evacuated outpost with tensions still high. Ynet has more on this from earlier today. Separately, Jared Kushner plans to visit Israel next week for talks on Gaza. Axios reports that Netanyahu faces political pressure on this issue. And finally, the Interior Ministry in Gaza announced that the commander of the Gaza District Police, Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, was killed in an airstrike. From X, the latest. Seth Frantzman, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago about the regional dynamics. He suggests Israel needs pragmatic relations to balance regional powers. Al Arabiya English shared that a Republican strategist believes Netanyahu risks political suicide by committing to certain elements of the Gaza peace plan. ME24, Middle East 24, reported earlier today on Qatar's continued glorification of terror, highlighting a Qatari official's public mourning of a Hezbollah leader. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, the Interior Ministry claims that Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil was killed by an Israeli airstrike. This follows increased tensions in the area. According to Walla, the strike also injured two of his colleagues. This escalation could further complicate the already tense relations between Israel and Gaza. Turning to another military action, earlier today, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted a Hamas commander tied to past attacks. The operation in Gaza City focused on disrupting future terror plans. This action underscores the ongoing Israeli efforts to neutralize threats from Hamas. Meanwhile, in Kusra, the IDF has positioned forces as tensions with settlers and Palestinians continue. Ynet noted that Palestinian families returned after hours of evacuation, but basic utilities remain cut. The UN has expressed concern over ongoing rights violations. This situation highlights the fragile state of peace in the region. Separately, Axios reports that Jared Kushner is set to visit Israel next week. His trip aims to mediate ongoing Gaza discussions. Netanyahu faces pressure from different political factions over this issue. Kushner's presence could influence these delicate negotiations. Finally, the announcement of Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil's death marks a significant moment in the ongoing conflict. This, as noted by the Interior Ministry in Gaza, has the potential to escalate hostilities further. On the economic front. First, Sweet Security's Omer Nissim argues that while cybersecurity tools are advancing, human judgment remains crucial. KeyTech shares insights into the future of cybersecurity from earlier today. Separately, a Bloomberg investigation reveals that Phoebe Gates's startup Fia is embroiled in a cookie fraud scandal. The Maariv Business Report suggests serious legal implications for Gates's venture. And finally, Lululemon's launch of an 80-liter bag has drawn mockery online. Ynet Business reports that despite the backlash, the company claims it's practical for carrying large amounts. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.